still of those guys in the concussion protocol, all still in there? Hayden.
Yeah, Hayden is, Hawkins, Gabe. I think Whitner was already out last week, so that's it.
Mike, what is the team's take on the recent Manziel video after his promise, especially to you?
Seen it. Still in the process of gathering information. I think we'll try to get all parties involved together this afternoon, and we'll move forward from there.
Will he still start against Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm not in a position yet to answer that.
Have you talked to Johnny about it yet?
Yeah, we talked about it last night.
Well, who do you mean by the getting the parties involved?
The coaches and the player.
It sounds like you're thinking about maybe not starting in this game.
Yeah, I'm not going to go in. I mean, that's like I said, we are still in the process of you know, getting all the information available before we would act on anything.
How disappointing was it to see that, though? Especially after the talk you had?
Disappointing. I mean, that's very
surprised that they keep going down this road. And then we ask you the same questions about it. Just seems to happen every once in a while now.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stand here and say it's not, whatever word we want to use, disappointing, frustrating.
Mike, before he left, you said he promised you wouldn't do anything to embarrass the organization. Do you think you consider this embarrassing?
Yeah, we'll have more information, you know, as like I said, I want to sit down and discuss it before I, you know, knee jerk and kind of go off on a potential tangent with it. So I'll probably be more prepared to speak fully on it tomorrow.
Yesterday, we were able to ask him directly about it, and he kind of suggested it might be an old video because he had not seen it. Do you know if this was during your bye week break?
I don't. Like I said, we're still trying to get all the information we can get together. We're going to meet on it this afternoon.
Did he stay up with his studies, his playbook, over the bye week?
I can't answer that at this time. I mean, I know that the quarterbacks were in yesterday. So, but as far as our guys are on Surface tablets, so a lot of work you can do. You get stuff downloaded to it. You can work on a plane. You can work on a beach. You can, a lot of guys, took their work with them. So at this point, I don't know how much was done.
Is Josh McCown healthy enough to start this game if you decide to go down that road?
Yeah, Josh is cleared, good to go.
Like, how much of your thinking is that the way you want your quarterback or any player representing the team?
Well, in general, I mean, that's the one thing that you do get frustrated about, or where the disappointment comes in is you have a vision of what you want the team to look like, how you want them to handle themselves when they're out of the building, and we talk a lot about it, and not just in team meetings, but make sure that gets carried over into the position rooms, that gets carried over into the offense, defense, that it's not just pure football there as well, that it's truly player development on and off the field. So when things like this happen, and not just him, but just in general, when you're on any team and you have incidents like that, when a guy knows that he represents more than himself and has issues off the field, it is frustrating. I mean, we always say that's, to whom much is given, much is expected, and that's true for all of our players.
Did you? I know you're going to talk with coaches later today. Did you speak to Ray or Jimmy at all regarding this?
I have.
Are they kind of leaving in your hands, the coaches' hands on this, or have they chimed in on their thoughts on it?
It was just more initial discussing. But just moving forward, they'll certainly be looped in. That'll occur later today.
Mike, even if the video was older than Friday night, it still had to have occurred some time after Johnny got out of rehab. My question to you is, what you're seeing there, do you think as an organization that it might be time for people to step in and intervene and maybe get Johnny some help?
Yeah, I'm not prepared to answer that at this time. I mean, I don't know enough details about the video and the timing, and so that's, like I said, I'll have a lot more on this more than likely tomorrow.
The type of videos, though, Mike, it's not like it's somebody that's in the background that's shooting the scene. I mean, Johnny's obviously playing to the camera in these videos. Is that the most concerning part of this, that it's not just some random person that's shooting the scene, the fact that he is actively engaged in it?
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of the, you know, the frustration, the disappointment. When it's a little easier to handle when it's a one-time occurrence. But when the behavior repeats and it's not just him, but it's with anybody, it's certainly a cause for concern.
Does that add to that frustration, the fact that you would just turn the reins over to him? Does that enter into your thought process?
No, I just, the conversations that we had, and I'm not going to go into the details of it. I mean, it adds to it. Now, like I said, we're still gathering all the information about it, so I don't want to, you know, continue or keep going down this path. Like I said, I'll have a lot more on it tomorrow.
Did he express, since you've talked to him, did he express any remorse or anything regarding it?
I'm going to address it tomorrow. It's enough.
Mike, do you have any better idea about Betonio? We know he wasn't active today.
Yeah, the bye was good for Joel. I mean, he got a lot of good treatment in. I mean, there's, I would think by the end of the week that there's a chance that he would at least be, get himself to the point where he'd be questionable for the game.
And how about Randy? Start.
Still don't know yet. The bye was good for him. And just all those guys that were injured, just the time is helpful. So he's certainly improved. There's a big enough window between now and Monday to get him back. That remains to be seen.
After having the bye week to reflect, is there anything that you see that gives you optimism for the rest of the season or the future of the team?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. I mean, I know we don't have it in the win column. We're doing a lot of good things on and off the field, and it's encouraging. But it's unfortunately, as I told the team today, we live in a bottom line, black and white, you know, what have you done lately business, but there is a lot to build on, and it's a matter of, you know, staying together, believing in our structure, getting better at what we do, and that was the cry to everybody is that you know, as individuals improve, the team improves, that we don't feel what we do structurally here, from how we operate day to day, to what we're doing schematically, to how we pray, you know, all those things. When you lose, you question everything, and I think you have to have the mindset of making sure, being confident. What are we doing well that we can continue to do, and where do we need to get better? And that's that was a big part of our bye week assessment.
How different is Baltimore without Flacco?
It's a hard question to answer. When have they been without Flacco? I mean, I was there when he was a rookie. Wasn't even supposed to start. Was the three coming in the season and got thrust into it, and has been on a quite a run ever since. So, that'll be a strange deal, and it's tough for the kid. I mean, I know what a competitor he is, having been around him. You know, how much he loves football, how important it is to him. I mean, that's crushing for him. And then just speaks to his toughness that he was able to finish the game with apparently a torn ACL and MCL.
Mike, can you kind of quantify the blow it is for Forsett to be out too for them? I got a good game against you.
Yeah, I mean, quietly one of the better backs in the league, very underrated. He's real good for what they do schematically. And, to lose both of those guys is a big blow, but hey, this is the National Football League, and you know they have a quarterback in Schaub who's going to step up, a rookie back who's going to step up. That I'm sure they're going to come in here Monday night and hungry and prepared and ready to go.
Anything else? Is Johnny's playing status a coaching decision
more than that.
No, it's that's a game day roster. That's a coaching decision.
Why wouldn't it be an organization decision? Since he's representing the
organization. Well, you're saying the decision's being made, and it would be, to me, echoed to the organization, and there would be some, certainly some feedback there. But as far as the final decision, that's a coaching decision.